On the edge of the UMaine Presque Isle campus, towering about 20 stories high, is a 600 kilowatt wind turbine. It churns out a faint, high-pitched noise above the athletic fields as David St. Peter, the university's director of facilities, steps inside the tower.
That humming here is the machine up there turning, and it's not making any electricity today because what's happening is the wind speed, as we can see right here, is just 4 miles per hour. Before it'll start to make electricity, it has to get up to about 12 miles an hour.
St. Peter explains that the computer inside will tell the turbine to turn and face a different direction in order to find the optimal amount of wind to propel the blades.
At 12 miles an hour, it's making about 100 kilowatts. At 15 miles an hour, it's making about 200 kilowatts. Then it goes up dramatically from there. At 20 miles an hour, it'll make almost 600 kilowatts of power. So the more wind, obviously, the better off we are.
Considering wind's relative unpredictability, the university estimates that annually the turbine will generate about 1 million kilowatt hours of electricity and save the institution more than $100,000 in electricity costs. The turbine cost about $2 million to construct, so the school says the decision to include wind wasn't primarily a financial one.
It was primarily for educational purposes. You know, it was not strictly for economic. If it was strictly for economic, we'd probably make a different decision.
Charles Bonin is Vice President for Administration and Finance at UMaine Presque Isle.
We're doing it for our educational opportunities for our students. So we're putting it into the classroom so our students will have an opportunity to turn around and learn more about alternative energy. The second part is a little economic, you know, point of view, trying to save every nickel, dime, and penny we can.
Another investment is an air source heat pump system that was installed after half the classrooms were remodeled. David St. Peter, the university's director of facilities, explains that the system transfers heat between the building and the outside air.
The sun will come up on the other side of the building and heat the building. And this side of the building will be cool, obviously. And this system will take that passive solar energy that's distributed into the building and ship it over to this side of the building to actually heat this side of the building.
After the heat pumps, the school cut its use of heating oil by more than half, from about 58,000 gallons to 25,000 gallons. Again, Charles Bonin.
This is our first step. We are trying to go green as we can. We just got an $800,000, we haven't got it yet, but an $800,000 grant for solar, which is passed the Appropriation Committee from Senator Collins. So once we see the final dollar amount, we'll start looking at solar. And the University of Maine system has signed an agreement to reduce our carbon footprint, all the presence in the university system. So we've taken that to heart and keep moving ahead.
The Princeton Review publishes annual Green College rankings, and while the organization says UMaine Presque Isle did not participate in last year's survey, two other Maine colleges received the highest scores possible. Bates College in Lewiston dedicates 28% of its food budget to local, natural, and organic purchases, and has a bicycle and car sharing program to reduce pollution. And College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor generates all its electricity from renewable hydropower and heats with wood pellets. For MPBN News, I'm Ann Ravanna.